Welcome back. I'm just going to go over how to read literature like Mr. Davis. A simple fact is we all take reading for granted. At our best, we assume we can skim through something in a few minutes and totally get it. At our worst, we don't see any value in written text, and so we don't even bother. We get away with that attitude for far too long and miss some really great opportunities to think deeply. It's okay. I'm here to help. First, understand that we need reading, and two, it's not a big deal if you have a process to follow. Here's mine. One, think. What does the title mean to you? What attitudes do you harbor about the subject? Accessing that prior knowledge will help you engage in a conversation with the text. Two, the hard part. You actually have to read the text. Skimming it will not work. Short on time? Too bad. There is no substitute. You have to do the work. You have to read it. Three, the even harder part. You have to compare what the words actually say with what the author is trying to say. In works of literature, you have to work at this. You have to think about what the words are trying to say, what the purpose is. 4. Chasing the details. Once you have a general idea of the purpose, now it's time to find the specifics to support your case. You don't want to miss anything, so you go paragraph by paragraph looking for details that illustrate the author's point. 5. Putting it all together. Take the time to challenge the assertions of the text. Does it ring true in your understanding of the subject? Did the text change your perspective, or was there a lack of evidence to sway your previous thinking? If you can discuss questions like these with confidence, then you get to say you just read a piece of literature like Mr. Davis.